All right, in this video, we're gonna talk about loading the front leg. Now, in other videos, I talk about loading the back leg. So I see a lot of players when they're serving, they shift right away to the front foot and they don't load the back leg. Or they bring this back leg up and they don't load the back leg. So what we do is we help players, whether you have a platform or a pinpoint stance, we help players feel the load in the back leg. So you can do drills to work on that. But there are some players that actually struggle loading the front leg. So they'll pick their foot up, and then when they put it down, they have hardly any weight on it. It's just they're up on their toe. Or even if they don't pick it up, they'll right away pick their heel up and go to their toe. And so then when they get to here, there's absolutely no push. Like when I do that, it's really tight in my calf. And so what you want to do is you can even drop your racket, just get the hang of it is let's say this is your stance right here. You're just going to do mini squats like this. So again, if you have the habit of going here, this may be hard for you to go down like this. I mean, you can see I have pretty good range of motion. I can get my knee way over my toe like this. So you want to do little mini squats. Now, one thing I want to point out is when I assign this drill, players go too fast. So they come here and they just go like this. They just rush through it. So it's important to be conscious and diligent and just go slow. Slow is better than fast. And what I want you to notice is that my knee stays over the middle of my foot.
It doesn't come out like this.
And it doesn't go in like this. Because again, if you can't load this leg, this front leg, you might bring this knee in. We call it a collapsed knee. So that's a clue to me that you don't have great ankle mobility. So this is one little mini drill that you can do where you do these mini squats. And another thing I want to point out is that when you do this, you don't want to come down like this with your butt sticking back. So before you get set, you want to get your spine in a more neutral position. So I do a little glute squeeze, just tuck my tail a little bit there. If my tail is here and I tuck it underneath me a little bit. So now I'm set and I'm in a neutral spine doing the exercise. So I'm not here doing it. I'm here. See how I push my pelvis forward? Okay. So I get back into this position and I'm just working on these little, and this is a tremendous leg strength will develop. And if you do this 3 times a week, if you do 3 sets of 5 or 3 sets of 10, you're going to build that strength and you're going to build that coordination and that motor pattern with your front leg.